Lots of interesting little sayings there, and we'll have a look at some in particular. But before I begin, let's just pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, sometimes we hear it read and we think, what? But Lord, we thank you that your spirit in us can reveal to us new things about your word, about who you are. And as we think about wisdom in relationships, what that means, just be with us and help us think this through. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So we are studying as a church the book of Proverbs, and they're pithy little sayings that on their own might be really confusing and don't make sense. I mean, quarrelsome wives, there's none of those here, are there? Masters and friends, lots of different relationships are talked about. I was told in the first service that I was a coward for not tackling the quarrelsome wife passage, but as I'm not one, I figured that was fine. And I'm focusing this morning on what it says about our friendships, about choosing wise friendships and what that means for us. It's great that we can welcome baby Hope and the family, and that we've welcomed her into our church family today. And making that decision is a wise choice. We'll explore what that means, but the most important thing we were created for as Christians is we were made by God for a relationship with him. That's an important relationship to invest in, and it's great that baptism shows that and we can welcome Hope into our family. Our opening verse this morning was, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. That might have struck you when Alison read it out. Well, what does that mean? That's an interesting way to start a service. But it's talking about the reason why we want to gather as members of God's family is that we want to grow in our relationship with God. You see, the concept of iron sharpening iron, and I have to put out a spoiler alert, I am not an ironsmith, so it's not my expertise. But my understanding is that if you've got one bit of iron, it can't sharpen itself, it needs another bit to rub up against. See, if iron was just on its own, and it would be dull and blunt and useless, but to be sharpened, it needs another piece of iron, and then it might be worth something. It could be a knife or a sword or whatever you would need a sharp piece of iron for. And it's the same with us. See, we weren't created for isolation. We've been created to be part of a community, part of families, part of relationships. And it's from these relationships that we sharpen each other. And what does that mean? What does that look like for us in our lives? Well, I think it means that we would help prepare each other for the ups and downs of life. That we are there for each other to help smooth out maybe the rough, bumpy bits of our character that need a bit of work. And I think it's about navigating life successfully, whatever that might mean. And I'll say what I think that means. See, as I've said, as Christians, we believe that we've been created by God and that our ultimate relationship is with him. And a successful navigating of this life is about knowing Jesus' love for us, knowing that he died so that our sins and mistakes would be forgiven. And that's part of the promises that you guys made on Hope's behalf this morning, believing in Jesus Christ, Savior of the world. And so it means that we're not made for isolation, because when we acknowledge Jesus and we want to be part of relationship with him, we're automatically, through baptism, brought into his family. We're meant to be an encouragement to each other in our Christian friendships and relationships, in our journeys of faith. We're to be iron, sharpening iron. There are several passages and verses in the New Testament that encourage Christians to help build each other up. Paul was an apostle of Jesus. He was appointed to be someone that would share the good news about Jesus. He encountered Jesus in an amazing way, and it completely changed his life. He went from hating Christians to being one and to be declaring the truth about Jesus being the Savior of the world for all people. And Paul wrote several letters to different churches that he'd founded to encourage them in their faith, to help build them up and to help them to grow up in faith, as we've prayed for Hope this morning. And there's one passage in Galatians which Paul wrote that was to encourage the Christians to be more like Jesus in their spirit. So as we grow in faith, we grow to become more like Jesus. That's the Christian belief. And in Galatians, it says that these are the fruit of the Spirit, the characteristics of Jesus that we grow into as we grow in our faith. They're characteristics of love, of joy, of peace, of patience, of kindness, of goodness, of faithfulness, of gentleness, and of self-control. They're amazing characteristics, and that's who Jesus is, and that's who he wants us to become more like, having those characteristics in us. And so in our relationships, the proverb seems to be suggesting that as iron sharpens iron, so in our relationships, we want to be sharpening each other, encouraging each other, getting these fruit of the Spirit active in our lives. We want to grow and encourage and help each other do that in faith of Jesus. You see, in baptism, God invites us on a lifelong journey together with God. And as a church family, we've made commitments to you guys this morning, to you, Joe and Charlie and Molly and Holly and Hope, to pray for you guys and to be encouraging you in your walk with Hope as you bring her up, and with the godparents as well, that we can be there for you guys. See, today, St. Luke's, we're welcoming Hope into our church family. They've made a wise decision to bring her up in faith, and it's our responsibility as well to walk alongside them in that, to help them bring up Hope, to be praying for them and to be there. See, life has its ups and downs, doesn't it? And you guys have started out with that. But actually, our support and love of you, we hope that we can walk with you in those ups and downs. Lots of people will have been there with their children in different circumstances and would have wisdom and love to share with you guys. And as a church family, we can be that for each other, sharing our experiences of life that would help us to be with each other, sharing the highs and lows, sharpening each other in our walk with God. You see, Jesus longs for each of us to live our fullest life, knowing him and following in his ways. And if we've got good relationships where iron sharpens iron, then we want to grow in that together. We want the same for them as they would want for us. I was thinking a bit about iron sharpens iron, and like I said, not an expert, but it strikes me that one strike of an iron on an iron doesn't get it sharp, that actually it requires repeated movement and repeated effort. I was thinking of a lot of effort goes in. Like, I mean, these blacksmith guys, they seem quite built, don't they? And like, it's a lot of effort, doesn't it? And that's true with our friendships and our relationships. If we want relationships that keep us sharp in our relationship with God, that help us to live out these characteristics of love, joy, peace, etc., we want to put effort into those relationships, invest our time in those relationships. And that can be hard. Life is busy, isn't it? Just in the general life that we live. But actually, there are relationships worth investing in. Relationships that are going to help us in our faith journey. It requires effort and time. I've got quite a lot of friendships, and my friends, Christian friends, sharpen me in different ways. But it requires investment and time. They're the kind of friendships we want to invest in. They're different from our down the pub kind of friendships, which they're great too, and our chess friendships and our choir friendships and other family relationships. But we want to be sharpening each other. And in the family of God, the Christian relationships and friendships, that is the aim, that we would grow in knowledge and love of Jesus. But in verse 6 of our chapter this morning, there's another dimension added to this idea of sharpening each other. And the verse says this: wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. I don't know if that was one of the ones you heard this morning where you went, what? And there's quite a few, in my opinion. But this proverb particularly, I think, is saying to us that actually a good friend, a wise friend, a friend that's going to really sharpen us and grow us in faith and knowledge and love of Jesus, is someone that can point out something in our character that needs work. a mistake that we might have done that needs correcting, or something that is causing us harm. It's saying that honesty from friends, which might end up in causing us some hurt because we don't want them to be seeing those things in us, actually is beneficial because it helps us to grow. And it's better than friends who kind of falsely flatter us and say, no, you're okay, you're not doing anything wrong. Because the Proverbs is saying that if we rise, we would seek out the friends that will correct us. Because we know that their motive is because they want what's best for us. They want what is good for us. Even if that risks the friendship because they long for us to be more like Jesus, to grow. And that should be our motivation too with others, that we're not criticising just for criticising's sake, but that we're motivated by love in if we do feel that's appropriate. It's not easy to do. It's not really in our nature, is it? Or in our Britishness, really, to kind of criticise and point out in loving ways. But something to consider. How can we be sharpening each other, be honest in our relationships? I have had that happen to me once, and I have to say it was really hurtful. Someone pointed out something in my life that I knew wasn't right, and I wanted to change. I wanted to be different. And loads of people could have pointed it out to me, and I almost wanted people to show me or to tell me to kind of to stop. It was a bad relationship, which wasn't good for me, and I needed to walk away. And that's hard, letting go of friendships and relationships that we've invested in. But it wasn't a relationship that was building me up or beneficial for me. And someone pointed this out, and it was really hard because it meant losing one of my best friends. It meant changing my life, and it's hard. And it hurt, and I was irritated with the person that pointed this out to me initially. But actually, what they did for me was one of the best things they could have ever done. And it's changed my life completely. And I think it's part of the journey that's led me here today. You see, being honest with each other isn't always easy, but when it's motivated out of love, it's one of the best things we can ever do for each other. You see, God loves us. Each one of us, because he's made each one of us, whether we recognize that or not, it's true. And we've welcomed hope into our family, and we want her to grow up in the knowledge and love of Jesus. You see, wisdom in relationships looks like choosing and investing in the right relationships, the right friendships that are going to keep us on our journey of faith. See, Jesus is the ultimate friend any of us could ever want and have. It's the ultimate relationship that we've been made for. And so we want to include other relationships in our life that surround us with people that want to see us flourish and grow in that and have an abundant life. In John's Gospel, Jesus said, I've come that you would have life and have it in all its fullness, have it abundantly. And we pray that for hope, and we pray that for all of us here, that we would have an abundant life, surrounding ourselves with the friends that will help us flourish and grow. So let's invest wisely in our friendships and relationships, making time for the people that will sharpen us and be honest with us, and that we would be the same for them, and that it would be all motivated by love. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your words. And Lord, even with the confusing Proverbs, actually there's real richness in there if we dig deep. Lord, help us to surround ourselves with people that will help us to know you better, that would help to sharpen us. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. That we would be honest with love and build each other up in the knowledge and love of you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.